Now we're going to John Hayes. He's with the Electrical and Electronic Engineering School at UCC, and this is because electric cars are in the news again today. Concern that the Exchequer could be facing a financial headache because of the loss of future motor tax VAT revenues, and also the tax the Exchequer collects on petrol and diesel. John Hayes, thank you very much for coming.
Oh, thank you very much, Chris.
Great thank you for talking to us. Now, the Minister for the Environment has committed to having 1 million electric cars on the country's roads by 2030. That's a little over a decade's time. But the Exchequer is looking at a huge financial black hole because it'll lose of the order of at least €2 billion in taxes and fees on cars and petrol.
I see that and more, Chris. The present level of subsidies on electric vehicles, they're not sustainable in the long term. We can't go to a million cars and hand out €10,000 with each car. So the subsidies will be reduced. In fact, at some point, the electric cars are going to have to be more heavily taxed, and the electricity that powers them will have to be taxed. Now, for our conventional cars, our petrol and diesel, the cost of those will also have to increase significantly. The cost of the car, the VRT, the cost of the fuel would have to increase in order to disincentivize the use of the fossil fuel and push people towards electric. So there's some very substantial financial issues there for government and for society.
So what you're saying essentially is that the grant money that's paid by the government is such that it won't meet demand for electric cars, and yet the government will also face a shortfall in what it takes in taxes from petrol and diesel cars because there'll be fewer of them on the road.
Absolutely. And the government is going to have to increase the revenue it generates, both from electric, but probably disproportionately from conventional cars. If we look at Scandinavia, the costs are way higher than they are here.
If the government was to have, a magic button here to address this problem, what should they be doing?
Well, I would advise a more evolutionary process rather than a revolution. We have hybrid electric cars, which provide a little bit of the best of both worlds. They can still tax the fuel, but they don't have to subsidize the technology itself. And then as the electric cars evolve and the costs drop, we can see where we are in several years and create a better space for electric vehicles to penetrate across the country. But right now, the cost that we have, or the system we have, will not work for the next 10 years.
Okay, we must leave it there. John Hayes, thank you indeed for joining us with that from UCC.